All right, so ready to dive into the world of deep neural networks? We're going to be taking a deep dive today into DNNs.
Yeah, really trying to like get under the hood and figure out what makes them tick and why they're so impactful. And you don't have to be a coder or anything to get this. It's really, I think it'd be interesting for everybody.
Totally. And I think that's what's so cool about this stuff is that it can seem really intimidating, but if you can break it down, I mean, these DNNs, they're everywhere, right?
Oh yeah.
Like we're interacting with them constantly, so.
They're sort of, the brains behind so much of the AI that we're seeing and interacting with.
Yeah. So why don't we start there? Like, what is it that makes a neural network a deep neural network?
That's a great question.
Is it just like a bunch of data? Like, what's the.
Well, yeah, so deep basically refers to like, if you think about like the layers of a cake or something, it's those layers, it's having all those layers of like interconnected nodes. We call them neurons sometimes. And so each of those little neurons is like making decisions and passing information to the next layer.
So it's like a chain reaction almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like a chain reaction of decision making.
And each one, the more you add, the more complex it gets.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where all the magic is happening within those layers. As the data flows through them, it's sort of like, learning how to extract increasingly like abstract features and patterns. It's kind of like how our brains work, but, on a much larger scale.
So, like, the more layers, the deeper the network, the smarter it is.
Basically. Yeah, it's really that layered structure that allows them to do some pretty incredible things.
Okay, so you keep saying neurons. Are these like the neurons in our brain?
Yeah, they're actually inspired by like biological neurons. So like each neuron takes in all this input and then it kind of sums it up and uses what we call an activation function to decide what to do next.
Okay, wait. An activation function?
Yeah, this is kind of the secret sauce of neural networks. It basically adds like this nonlinearity, which is important because real world data, it's messy. It's not always like straightforward. So, you can think of it like adding spices to a dish to make it more flavorful.
So it's kind of what brings it to life a little bit more.
Exactly. And helps those DNNs, solve problems that a normal algorithm might struggle with.
So we've got these neurons, they're all interconnected, and then you've got these layers, and then you add the activation function to get the whole, like, that's the recipe for the DNN.
Yeah. It's like the basic recipe. And the cool thing is if you tweak those ingredients even just a little bit, you can get it to do all kinds of different things.
It's like having a bunch of different tools in a toolbox,
Yeah,
right? And
exactly.
you can kind of mix and match them to figure out what
And the
works.
possibilities are kind of endless. It's really exciting.
This is already blowing my mind, and we're just talking about like the very
I
basics.
know, right?
Okay, so we've been talking about kind of what these DNNs look like, under the hood, but now I want to like actually see them in action.
Yeah, let's see what they can do.
What are they actually doing out there in the world?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Okay, so let's start with something that I think we probably all interact with on like almost a daily basis, which is image recognition. Right? Like when we post our vacation photos and they're all magically organized.
Right. They don't do that by themselves.
No, they don't.
So that's where CNNs come in, or convolutional neural networks. And these are like, the artists of the DNN world, these are the ones that can actually like see the images.
So how do they work? Do they look at like every single pixel and try to figure out what it is?
It's a little more elegant than that. And they
Marble.
use this technique called convolution, where it's kind of like, you're sliding a little magnifying glass across the image, and it's looking for specific features.
So it's looking at it more like as a whole image rather than like
Right.
one tiny piece at a time.
Like a detective looking for clues. And then as you go through the layers, right? Remember those layers we talked about? It can actually start to recognize more and more complex things. So it might start with just like an edge and then be able to tell a shape. And then eventually be able to recognize like a face.
That's amazing. So like from just like a tiny little edge, it can eventually get to like,
It builds up.
wow.
Yeah, and that's why they're so good at things like, facial recognition. And even in healthcare, they can be used to like analyze medical images.
I've heard about this, where they can look at x-rays and stuff and be more accurate than a human.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they can do.
That's amazing. Okay, so those are CNNs. That's just one type of DNN,
Like
right?
those are like the visual ones. But then we've got things like transformers,
Transform,
which
right?
are really good at, anything involving language.
Okay, so if CNNs are like the Picassos of DNNs, are transformers like the Shakespeares?
Yeah. I like that.
Right.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. They're really good with language.
Okay.
And they can understand like the context, like they know that one word relates to another word.
Okay.
And that's really important for things like translation
Right.
or like summarizing a document.
So, like what ChatGPT does.
Exactly. Yeah, ChatGPT is built on this transformer technology.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it can generate all this text, but it actually understands what it's saying.
That's amazing. Okay, so CNNs are like visual, transformers are language.
Right.
Are there other DNNs out there doing other cool stuff?
Yeah, there are. So there's also things called GANs, generative adversarial networks.
Okay, what are those? What do they do?
These are really interesting. So it's kind of like having two DNNs that are competing against each other.
Okay.
So one is trying to create something, maybe like a new image,
Okay.
and the other one is trying to tell if it's real or fake.
Okay.
So it's like this creative duel.
So they're working against each other, but like also together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And by doing that, they actually get better over time.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So the one that's creating stuff gets really good at creating stuff.
So, like, it could create something that looks like a photograph.
Yeah, it can create all sorts of stuff. Like you can make images, music, even videos.
Really? Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay. So they're like the artists.
Yeah, the real creative ones.
That's so cool. Okay. So we've got CNNs, which are like visual transformers, which are like language, and then GANs, which are kind of like the wild card creative ones.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. And these are all just like different flavors of DNNs.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is we're just scratching the surface here.
I know. So we've seen how powerful these DNNs can be, but like anything, I imagine there are challenges that come with, making them even better and figuring out how to use them responsibly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the potential is huge, but there are definitely some hurdles.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that researchers are really trying to tackle right now?
Well, one thing that's getting a lot of attention is this idea of making them more energy efficient.
Okay, yeah. Because I imagine training these massive DNNs, like all those layers, that takes a lot of computing power.
It takes a ton of energy, yeah.
Yeah.
And as they get even more complex, that's only going to get worse.
So what can you even do about that? Like, are we talking about like greener data centers or something?
Well, that's part of it, but it's also about the algorithms themselves.
Okay.
Like, can we make them leaner
Oh, interesting.
without losing any of their power?
So it's got to be like just as smart.
Exactly. Like baking a cake that's just as delicious, but uses less energy to bake.
I like that analogy.
So, one promising area is sparse networks.
Sparse networks, what's that?
So, basically, you're trying to get rid of the connections between neurons that aren't really doing much.
Oh, so like trimming the fat.
Exactly. Make it more streamlined.
So it can run faster and use less energy. That's amazing. Okay, so what else? What are some of the other cool things that people are working on?
Well, there's also a lot of interest in what we call quantum-inspired algorithms.
Quantum, like quantum physics.
Yeah, it's kind of taking inspiration from the quantum world
Wow.
and using that to think about how we process information.
So, like building DNNs that run on quantum computers.
Well, not quite yet.
Okay.
Quantum computing is still pretty new, but these algorithms, they can run on regular computers, but they use those quantum ideas.
Oh, so they're like inspired by it, even if they're not using it directly.
Exactly. And the hope is that they'll be way more efficient.
That's so cool. It's amazing to think about all the possibilities, but it also kind of makes you think about, what does it all mean? Where
Yeah.
does this all fit into, like, the big picture?
It's a big question, right? Like, as these machines get smarter and smarter, what does it even mean to be human?
Right. Like, are we going to get left
It's a
behind?
conversation that we need to keep having for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I think this has been an amazing deep dive. I've learned so much.
Yeah, it's been fun exploring this with you.
I know it's really exciting to see where all of this goes.
Definitely.
And for our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of deep neural networks.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
It's a wild world out there, and it's only getting wilder.
That's for sure.
But that's what makes it so fascinating, right? So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep learning.
Absolutely.
Because the more we learn, the more we realize there's even more out there to discover.